Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome back to the show, on episode 675. I'm recording this on Veterans Day, so happy Veterans Day to all of you out there, and thank you to all of you who have served, are serving, or will serve our country. I think that there's never been, well, I can't say never been, but I think It's critically important that we understand how precious and potentially fragile our democracy is. And so thank you to all of you who have done what you could to protect our freedom and protect our country. All right, so today I wanted to talk about the upcoming holiday season. This is 11 days into November, and I wanted to share something that I share almost every year. I remember when my kids were little, and the holiday season, November 1st would hit, and it was almost like I slipped on a banana peel or went onto a conveyor belt without my knowledge, where all of a sudden I would wake up and it would be New Year's Eve, and I would say, what happened, and how did we get here? How did this time go by so fast? And particularly it really hit me one year. I make a calendar of family memories for my mother-in-law with all of the grandkids. And I have to upload the pictures. I have to figure out which pictures, upload them all, create the calendar, and then order it. And I have to do that in enough time for it to arrive by Christmas. I remember one year I got to like December 19th and I realized, oh my gosh, I haven't made the calendar yet. Yikes. So I immediately set out to make the calendar. And the whole process maybe takes me 4 to 5 hours. So I had to stay up late after I put the kids to bed that night, making this calendar. And then I had to do rush shipping on it so it could get here by Christmas Eve. And so I think the shipping costs more than the calendar. And I had no choice at that moment if I wanted to give her a calendar. And so I said, never again. I don't know how this happened, but I'm never letting this happen again. And so I decided that year, I picked up my phone and I put an annual reminder on November 1st that would pop up every year. And it says, plan out the holidays. And that reminder is still on my phone to this day. So every year on November 1st, I get a reminder, hey, it's holiday season. You better map out what you want to do. And I'll say that now that my kids are older, the holiday season doesn't seem as crazy. I'm no longer a room mom, especially juggling 3 holiday parties and all kinds of different school-related holiday festivities during these 2 months. So my time is certainly a little bit freer from those kinds of holiday things, but it still helps me to make sure that I have a handle on the things I want to accomplish during these 2 months so that I can do it in a relaxed way rather than a last-minute, frenzied, stressed way. And for those of you who work full-time, you have young kids at home, multiple kids at home, whatever you're doing, this little trick has saved me years of holiday stress. Put a reminder on your phone. I know it's November 11th now, but you can do it now moving forward for the next 2 months. And then you can put a reminder on your phone, whether it's November 1st, October 15th, November 15th, whatever it is. Just put a reminder in your calendar every year to say, let me take a few minutes and map out what I want to get done and where I can fit it in over the next 2 months. Or what's coming up, birthday parties, holiday parties, what have you. I really believe that this is a way to save some of your sanity during the busy holiday season. So I wanted to share that with you today. I hope that it gives you something really beneficial to use to move through this holiday season, a time when there's so much joy all around us and so many reasons to be grateful and joyful. But if we're too stressed, we might not be able to see those things. So it's a way to reduce your stress through the end of the year and the holiday season. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a joyful, mindful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.